Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone. So good to see all of you here this morning on this beautiful second advent of Christmas. If you have your bulletins, just a couple announcements as we begin here. First of all, just note there the insert, a couple things. First of all, that next Sunday will be our called CBM. We'll be approving the called slate. If you're wondering what that slate is, you just need to look out on the bulletin board, and it has those names listed there of those positions that were open that we've called, and we'll be voting on that slate there just following the service next Sunday. It shouldn't take a couple minutes to kind of get that finalized and then and take that vote, so you won't have to stay very long, but we'll do that next Sunday, and I hope that you stay and participate in that. Also, just note there that the Youth Christmas Parade's coming up this coming Saturday, December 10th. It's the Bridgewater Christmas or Town Christmas Parade, and of course the youth from Moscow are going to be participating in that. The children from Moscow are going to be participating in that. So it starts at 2:00, and so I hope that you come out and cheer on those kids, and be sure to wave and show them your support. Is there any announcements? I know Kenny said, Randy? Kenny, where are you there? Oh, there you are, Kenny.
The youth group can be there about 11:15 to 11:30.
Okay.
Lunch is provided for the kids.
Okay.
We'll decorate the van and the trailer.
Yes. Okay.
And they can be ready for the parade to start at 1:15.
Yeah. 11:15 is when the decorating is starting on the trailer and the van. That's at the park there in Bridgewater.
What do we say, Oakdale?
Oakdale Park. Yeah. And the kids, of course, lunch will be provided for the kids. And if you'd like to participate in that, please be there at that time to help with that. So thank you, Kenny. Thank you for those who are organizing that, and we look forward to just a good time there. Okay, other announcements. Janet has one, and then Randy has one. Janet?
Just a reminder about the Sunshine Box for Joyce Clutterbaugh.
Yes.
We'll wait one more Sunday, and after next Sunday, we'll be taking that to her. So if you could share something, I'm sure they would appreciate it.
Yep. Keep that in mind. Next Sunday, you say the last Sunday for collection. And so if you haven't been able to purchase something for the Sunshine Box for Joyce Clutterbaugh, please do so. I hope that you can remember that, and I know she would really appreciate it. Randy Johnson? Okay. Randy, what will be the due date on that?
I'd like to have them on the 18th.
Okay.
That's a Sunday before we deliver one.
Yes, absolutely. So if you would like to help with that, Randy has those has that information back there. You can just talk to him and sign up for a box. And then, of course, you'll have that window time to make sure you have it here on the 18th so that they can deliver it to the food bank. Goes to a great cause to help those, especially during Christmas, with the extra food, and it really goes to help a lot of people. So hope that you take advantage of that. Any other announcements? Lee?
Aaron, you sent me
a mail. Oh, yeah. That's right. And I have it here written down, and I was going to miss it myself. December 13th, I meant to put this in here, was there will be a leadership team meeting at 6:30 here at the church. So if you're on the leadership team, be sure to take note of that. December 13th, leadership team meeting at 6:30. Thank you, Lee, for reminding me of that. Anything else? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious, most heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this glorious day. Lord, thank you for this second Sunday of Advent. Lord, in which we focus upon your peace, Lord. You have provided peace through your Son Jesus to each one of us. Lord, you have made the eternal peace. And Lord, we just thank you that your Son is the gift of peace which we need, which not only we need, but the world needs, our community needs. Lord, I just pray that through this Advent that people will look to your Son Jesus, and Lord, that they will find the same peace which we have come to find in and through him. Lord, bless us, I pray, in this Sunday of worship. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. I'm going to call now on Marcia and Robert and family, the boys, to come forward and to share in our Advent reading. So, Marcia and Wesley, right? Yeah.
This morning I'll be reading the Advent reading too. The Bible reminds us that there are moments of chaos in the Christmas story, a story that from the world's perspective is anything but peaceful in the events leading up to Christ's birth. Fast forward to present day, and practically speaking, the days and weeks surrounding the holidays can be filled with all kinds of peace, challenging moments, parking lots are crowded, people and schedules get demanding, families sometimes get too close for comfort, money gets tight, and sweet children can even become ungrateful. While we outwardly sing of peace on earth, goodwill toward men, all too often, we're inwardly too frazzled and too distracted to remember just what it is and who it is we're celebrating in the first place. Peace is leading to trusting God even in the midst of the chaos. Peace comes when I set my heart on what's lasting and true, not on temporary, earthly things. Peace is having confidence in a God who loved me so much. He was willing to send his precious Son to earth as helpless babe, to save a wretched sinner like me. Peace is saying no to the world and yes to God. That is the kind of peace I need in my life during the chaos of Christmas and all year long. The lighting of the Advent candle. On this second Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of peace. At Christmas, Jesus, who is our true gift of peace, comes down from heaven and delivers to everyone who believes in on him peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Let us pray. Lord, this holiday season, I want to intentionally spread peace to those around me. I want others to see Jesus in me as I humbly serve. I want them to hear about Jesus as I tell the story of his birth and as I worship him for coming to save a broken world. I want them to feel Jesus' love through me as I love with that same patience, compassion, and grace. No matter what chaos the world throws my way, we all pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Marcia and Wesley. Appreciate you doing that. Let us stand now as we'll sing, O Come, Emmanuel, first and second verses, page 123 in your hymnal. Let's stand together and sing. Page 123. bulletins you'll find our call to worship. This coming from portions of Luke chapter 1. It says, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. God has raised up a horn of salvation for us. The day spring from on high has visited us to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant." Let's turn in our hymnals, page 141, O Little Town of Bethlehem, page 141. One other announcement I meant to say was following the service today, the children will be working on their play. If the children can stay after just a little bit, they're going to try to keep putting together the play that they've been working on, and they're going to meet there in the fellowship hall. Right here in the sanctuary. Okay, well, the choir must be in the fellowship hall then. Okay, so we have that worked out. Good deal. So we look forward to that. I want to take just a couple minutes to gather up any of our prayers or praises that we have. One in particular I would share with you is we have just a praise for Brandy Nichols. We were praying for Brandy last week. Brandy had been in the hospital for COVID infection. He was on a respirator, and was just having a lot of difficulties with that. We were praying for him to get off the respirator. He has since come off the respirator. In fact, he has been up walking some and talking some. And in fact, he's made a phone call to Donald and talked to Donald personally. So we just praise the Lord for that that good news of how Brandy is doing, how quickly he's recovering from this very serious situation that he was in. But praise God. Our prayers were answered, and Brandy is recovering. So we just rejoice with him. I know that he feels our prayers. He knows our prayers. He's received our cards, and of course, just sends his thanks to us, I'm sure, for all the prayers and the answered prayers that he has received. Also, if you would, put on your list IJ and Arnetta Armstrong. Gene was sharing with me just to put both of them on our prayer list and to be in prayer for them, that she would much greatly appreciate that. Arnetta had been in the hospital and has had several very serious health issues. And if you would just lift up IJ and Arnetta. It's Gene Armstrong's brother-in-law and sister-in-law, so if you would. Also, we want to continue to pray for Imogene. Imogene is doing some better, and she's back at Willow Estate, so we praise the Lord for that, and she is just continuing to recover, and I think she's happy to be back home there, so we just praise the Lord for that, and thank you for all the prayers and answered prayers for her as well. Also, we heard this morning in our Sunday school class that Nancy Bailey's sister today, Irene Deal, is celebrating her 102nd birthday. Isn't that something? So Nancy was going to be with her and celebrate that birthday with her after church. And so we would just rejoice as well, Nancy, for your sister Irene and for that special birthday, 102. Wow. So that's really amazing. Are there other prayer requests? Yes, Pauline?
I asked for prayer for Larry Knox.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
He passed away yesterday morning early.
Okay.
He is our nephew.
Okay.
I'm not sure when the service is going to be, probably.
Okay. The Larry Knott family, if you would, just be in prayer for the Larry Knott family. Larry had passed away, and so we just ask now for your prayers for the family. Thank you, Pauline, for updating us on that, and we certainly will be lifting that family up in prayer. Other prayer requests? Lee?
For a granddaughter, Savannah Miller.
Savannah.
She's 13 years old, and all of a sudden she stopped making red blood
cells. Okay. Isn't that some Savannah Miller? If you would, please lift up Savannah Miller in your prayers. Not making red red blood cells. So please just lift her up in your prayers and pray that the procedure for bone marrow transplant goes good. Okay. Thank you, Lee, for sharing that. Certainly lift Savannah up in our prayers this week. Other prayers? Prayer requests? Janet? Okay, yes. I heard Joyce sharing at the Thanksgiving service that Frank was struggling some. So if we would just, with different health issues, just lift up Frank Evers, if you would. He's had some issues with his kidneys, so just be praying for God to heal his kidneys. Anyone else? Also, we have praises as well, and a big praise that we have today is that today's really a special Sunday, and that our kind of the sermon from the theme today is From the Cradle to the Cross. And we're blessed that we're going to be able to give out a special gift and ornament after the service, or at the end of the service, from Mr. and Mrs. Good. And we're so glad they're here. And I'm going to have Charlie now to come forward, and he has something to share with us.
know how many of you have seen this little piece of woodwork, but this was presented to me at the disaster auction by Garnet Good. He makes them. We talked to some of the Sunday school teachers, and they said, would that be a good idea to give the kids come closer to Christmas? And so we asked Garnet. He said, how many will you need? And we said, 20 to 25. So we have 25. Then I asked him, I said, is there a chance to make a bigger one that we could display in the church? And of course, he said, how big? And this is what he brought to us. And we have the ornaments here that will be given to the children. But on the bottom, it says, handcrafted by Garnet Good in memory of Beverly Good. And so as you folks, when your kids get these, but when you leave, give thanks to the Goods for their contribution to this project.
Thank you, Charlie. We really appreciate that, Garnet. We appreciate you working on that. And just a blessing that we can kind of build the service today around that theme, from the cradle to the cross. And for the kids then to receive a special ornament that they can put on their shelf or even put on their tree if they'd like. And just a reminder of the message of Christmas. And that's what we're going to talk about. So really appreciate that. Charlie, thank you for your presentation and for a special gift as well to the church. Something that we can have, hold on to, especially as it's in memory of Beverly and in honor of him. And so, Janet, I know that's a special blessing to you, but just a blessing to this church as Beverly served here for many years. And Janet, you continue to serve here. And we thank you for all you do and for all that Beverly did here. And we appreciate that. So thank you so much for that. Okay. Any other praises? It's going to be hard to beat that praise, isn't it? Real praise in our congregation. With that, let us call forth our ushers now to come forward and collect our tithes and our offerings. Thank you. Let's stand together in prayer. Nancy, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for doing that. Will you just bow your heads with me as we pray? Most gracious Heavenly Father, again, this special season of Christmas, this season of Advent, Lord, just draws our heart again, I pray, close to you. Lord, as we again reflect on just how precious the gift of your Son Jesus was to each one of us, to this world, your Son came, born, and laid in a manger. But Lord, we know that he would grow into a man, and Lord, that he would surrender himself and give his life upon a cross. Lord, that he would die there and that his blood, Lord, would be shed and spilt for us. And Lord, that through his precious blood, there would be a cleansing of all the world, of all the iniquities of the world, of all our sin, our personal sin, Lord, that we bring. Father, we find that through your Son, Jesus, we are made white as snow. Lord, we thank you for that special, precious gift. Lord, we praise his name here this morning. Lord, we thank you for his birth, and we thank you for his death, his resurrection, and Lord, for his lordship and kingship over all there in heaven. We praise and glorify the one who has saved us from our sin, who has come to us and saved us, and we praise his name. Lord, we lift up those names on our prayer list this morning. Lord, you heard each name. Father, we offer them to you that your will be done. Lord, we sing your praises where we're seeing answered prayers. Lord, we know these things are coming by your hand. And Lord, even hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. And Lord, we give you great thanks for that. For our offertory this morning as well, Lord, we give these things unto you to glorify you and your Son Christ. And I just pray not only a blessing upon those gifts, but upon each giver, Lord. And that, Lord, you will bless us richly through your love and through your grace and through your Spirit. Father, we just praise and glorify you in all things. Continue to bless us, I pray, not only this Sunday, but through the entire Advent as we move towards Christmas Day. Lord, just bless us. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, I want you to turn in your Bible with me to 1 John 4, 9 through 11. And children, you will stay because I'll try to shorten this down a little bit. But this message is as much for you as it is for the adults that are here today. And so I want each child to be sure to open their ears to hear what's being said. And we're talking, really, we're focusing on that symbol that you've seen and you see up here, which is the cradle to the cross. And we're going to kind of talk about what that symbol represents. As you see two symbols there, the cradle, of course, that represents kind of like what Jesus would have been laid in, a manger or a trough. And then, of course, we see at the upper end there a cross, don't we? And so that's kind of Jesus' journey from the cradle being born and then to the cross. And so we're going to share some scripture here. 1 John 4, 9 through 11, if you've turned there, you'll follow along with me. It says, "And this, the love of God was manifested," or it was made known, "towards us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. For in this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us, and He sent us His Son, to be the propitiation for our sins." That is the payment. He paid for our sins. "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Now, this is a very special Sunday, as I've said, and even special that the children are here listening to the message with us. as well as the gift that they'll be given to remind them of today's message. But the kind of the question is, what is Christmas? What is Christmas? Have you ever asked yourself that? What is Christmas? And you would probably get a lot of different answers if you went around the room. Maybe some people say, well, Christmas is all about presents. Christmas is all about the presents. I look forward to Christmas because of the presents that we get at Christmas. And maybe someone else say, well, Christmas is all about the lights. And all about the fun that comes with the lights and the decorations and the lights on the tree and all these different things. Maybe that's what someone else would say they celebrate. Maybe someone would just say, well, I just like the celebration. I just like the fun of getting together and the enjoyment of the time of Christmas. And all these things are really enjoyable about Christmas, but what is Christmas about? What is it really about? Well, it's about the celebration of a birthday, isn't it? About Christ's birthday, and that's something that we celebrate, but it's different than the way we celebrate our birthday. A lot of times we celebrate our birthday because we're just another year older, right? Well, that's until you're about 30 or so, and then you don't do that anymore either. But we celebrate the blessings that God gives us for another year. We celebrate that we're another year older. But that's not really why we celebrate Jesus' birthday. Do we count off the days because now he's 2,000 years old? Could you imagine the candles on that cake? Whew, 2,000 candles on one cake? I don't know if you'd get them all on there. Our celebration for Jesus' birthday is a little different, though. We celebrate God's gift of a Savior. That's the celebration of Christmas. The celebration of a Savior to all the world. That's what Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 9. He says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name will be called Wonderful and Counselor and Mighty God and Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. And Paul would say to the Galatians, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law that we might receive the adoptions of sons and daughters. So it's more than just counting the years, isn't it? It's a celebration when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's the celebration that we have received a Savior. We've received a Savior. And that is Christ. He's that child that is born unto us. And he is wonderful. He is mighty God. He is everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. So it's not just a normal birthday party, is it? I don't want you to think it's just a birthday party and it's just like any other birthday party. No, it's different. It's different than the way we celebrate our birthdays. It's an act of thanksgiving. Christmas is an act of thanksgiving. It's an act of praise and it's an act of worship. And at Christmas we worship Jesus. We worship his birth and we worship his glad tidings. How many of us know what glad tidings is? Glad tidings of good news. That's what it is. It's good news. It's the announcement of good news. And at Christmas we celebrate the good news which God announces to each one of us through his birth, through the birth of his son, Jesus. And the glad tidings are that God knows the burden of our sin. He knows the burden of our sin. You know what a burden is? A burden is something heavy. Something heavy that maybe weights us down, pushes us down. Maybe you wear a backpack when you go to school. I remember when I was in school, I had a backpack, and I would shove mine so full of books and stuff that it would literally break the straps off of it when I carried it for too long. It was this burden that kind of weights you down. Nobody, you know, we carry our book bag at school, but we wouldn't want to carry that all the time, would we? How would you like to carry a book bag filled full all the time? Maybe you're out on the PE, you're doing PE, you're running around and doing exercise, and you still got that book bag on your back. That would be horrible, wouldn't it? No, none of us want to have a burden on our back. Well, the Bible says sin is like a burden. That sin is like a heavy burden that we wear around on us, on our life, on our, you might say on our back, but we wear it, and it kind of burdens us down. And God, when he sent his son, he says, I know the burden of your sin. I know the burden that you wear of your sin. It's like this heavy bag, this heavy book bag that is always weighing you down. Now, what is sin? Well, sin is really those things that we do that displease God. That's missing the mark. God sets a standard for us of how to live, how to treat each other, how to live with each other. And when we don't do that, we sin. We miss the mark. What are some examples of sin? Well, if we don't listen to mom and dad, that can be a sin. It says in the Bible to honor your mother and your father. And so if we're not listening to mom or dad, that's a sin. Maybe if we steal something, that's a sin, isn't it? If we take something that isn't ours, God says that is a sin. If we lie, God says that's a sin. Maybe if we want something, lust for something that is someone else has, we just long for it to be our own. And we desire it so much that that can be a sin. If we're filled with pride and we look down upon others, we belittle others, we act like we're better than others, God says that can be a sin as well. And so there's all these sins that kind of weigh us down. And God says in sending his son, I know the burden of your sin that you have. That all people have sinned. We all do it, don't we? We all make mistakes. We all sin. And God says, I hear and I know the burden of your sin. But also the good news is that I have a plan to fix that sin. Isn't that good news? That we don't have to wear that burden of sin all our life. We don't have to worry about that because God says, I have a plan to fix your sin. And that plan starts with a baby. Now, how many times do we say that? That we have a huge problem, that we have this major problem, but the solution to it is a baby. Do you ever say that to yourselves? Well, maybe I'm having trouble learning to ride my bike. What's the solution? Well, I should go find a baby. Maybe the baby will help me in learning what I need to do. Or, you know, maybe there's this big problem. Maybe you're needing help with your homework. Maybe you're not getting your homework done or you don't understand it. How many times do you say to yourself, well, I probably ought to go ask the baby. Maybe the baby can help me. Well, we don't normally say that. But in this situation, God saw it fit that for our need, that a baby was exactly what we needed. And that baby was Christ Jesus, wasn't it? He was the one that could fix our sin. Now, how could a baby do that? Well, not any baby could. It had to be a special baby, didn't it? And Jesus is and was a special baby. Jesus wasn't just like any ordinary child, was he? Jesus was the Son of God. And that means he was special. He was different. He wasn't born just like me and you. He was born different than me and you. In fact, Jesus, his birth was a miracle birth. You know, Jesus didn't have any earthly father. Isn't that interesting? No earthly father. That's the miracle. That Jesus' father was God up in heaven. Now, none of us can say that. Everyone has an earthly father, right? But for God, or for Jesus, his father was God. And that made Jesus a very, very special baby. Not only was his father God, but Jesus was born without any sin in him. That means his whole life, think about this, his whole life, Jesus never once sinned. Not even once. Isn't that amazing? We can't say that, can we? None of us can say that. We do sin, we make mistakes, we run into trouble and do things that we shouldn't, but not Jesus. Jesus was a perfect child. He never even once sinned. Not only was there no sin in him, Jesus was also born with a purpose. You know, babies usually don't come with instructions. At least there wasn't when our two were born. Their lives are not written out for them. When you're born, you are not born with your life already laid out. That's all still to come. There's lots of choices you'll make about what you'll do, what jobs you'll have. But with Jesus, his life was already laid out. It was they knew exactly what he was going to do even when he was born. His life had purpose, and that he was going to one day die upon a cross. And that's how we go from the cradle to the cross. Because the good news is that Jesus would one day set us free from the punishment of our sin by taking his place upon a cross there at Calvary. I want to hear this verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And in this is love. Notice there in our scripture today, God manifested his love to us, and that God sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. For this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his Son to be the payment of our sin. God had a plan, didn't he? He had a plan. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, God had a plan. And that plan was for Jesus to die upon a cross for the forgiveness of our sin. He sent us a baby, and that baby would grow into a man who would die upon a cross. And we thank God that God accomplished his mission of peace on earth and the forgiveness of sin through his Son, Christ Jesus. So that little ornament, as you look at it, I hope it reminds you of that. That God fixes our problem of sin through a cross. That Jesus is the answer to our sin. And that through him and him alone do we have forgiveness of sin and eternal life. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. That's why we celebrate Christ's birth. And I hope that you remember that this Christmas. It isn't just about presents. It isn't about lights and all the fun things that go along with Christmas. The true meaning of Christmas is the celebration of God's Son Jesus, who is our Savior, whom we have received and who died for us on the cross for the penalty of our sin. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this simple story. Lord, you don't want it to be difficult for any one of us. Lord, that even a small child can understand this story. That we all have sin. That we all make mistakes. That we have all done wrong. That we all fall short of what you expect from each one of us. And Lord, that is sin in our life. And that sin is burdensome upon us. Lord, we want to live to your standard. Lord, we don't want to live under the weight of our sin. And Lord, because of that, you sent your Son Jesus into this world that we might have the forgiveness of sin and that that weight might be lifted off from us and placed upon Jesus at his cross. Lord, we thank you for the gift of Jesus and his death, his willingness to die, that we might be saved from our sin. Lord, let us truly celebrate this Christmas, that real gift that comes through your Son, Jesus. Help us to not be distracted by all the other things, but allow our hearts to focus on that true celebration, which is Christmas. The Son of God coming to us for the purpose of forgiving our sins. Lord, we thank you for him, and we praise his name together. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Okay, I'm going to have Charlie, would you like to come forward and help with that, distributing, or somebody? Whoever would like to come, maybe they can hand them out. Kim Maybe you and your dad can do it together. You can help him out. Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right, to remind you of this message, children, you're going to receive a gift from the Good Family. And as they get it ready, the kids can come forward now. And they'll give you an ornament. You can receive that. Hey, perfect. Isn't that wonderful? Perfect. Had the perfect amount. That worked out wonderful. So the kids, you have those little gifts, and I hope that you remember the message that goes along with it, from the cradle to the cross. You can put a piece of string on it, you could put it on your tree, or you could set it on your shelf. I got one last year. Janet gave me one, and I have it in my office. I just set it on the shelf. And just a beautiful image, reminder of Christmas, from the cradle to the cross. Okay, let us share now in our closing hymn, Away in a Manger, page 157. Let's stand together and sing. Our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray a blessing upon these dear children. Lord, just pray that they heard that message, that each one of us heard the message of the good news that Christmas brings us, that glad tidings that we are not under sin, but Lord, that we have been forgiven of our sin through Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for him. I pray that little ears and big ears alike hear that message today, Lord, and we receive it into our heart, that we are so blessed and thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and he would go from the cradle to the cross. Lord, we praise his name here together. Bless us, I pray, this Christmas with that message upon our minds and upon our hearts. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen.